Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
This saw a number of foreign policy achievements. It also saw the Iran hostage crisis and troubled economic times back at home. ABC News presidential historian Mark Updegrove says after Carter left office, he became known as a philanthropist.
He said that many people will remember me as a one-term president, but it's really the work that I did, he said, at the Carter Center, his nonprofit that he launched in his post-presidency that he wanted to be remembered for.
Jimmy Carter's funeral is set for next Wednesday. Much of South Korea is in mourning, the victims of a major plane crash over the weekend. 179 people were killed when a Jeju Airlines flight came down on a runway without its landing gear deployed, then colliding with a wall. American aviation officials are assisting in the crash investigation. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The country is mourning its longest-living president, Jimmy Carter. He died at his home in Plains, Georgia, yesterday at age 100. Wisconsin helped push Carter to the White House. He was the underdog in the Democratic primary in 1976. He actually got quite the reception here. UW-Madison students threw peanuts at him when he visited. But when it came time to head to the polls, it was so close here in Wisconsin between Carter and fellow Democrat Morris Udall that the Milwaukee Sentinel declared Udall the winner on its front page the next day. That was, of course, later corrected when Carter won Wisconsin by one percentage point. Then, during the general election, it was Wisconsin's 11 electoral votes that put Carter over the 170 needed to win the White House. He lost Wisconsin to Ronald Reagan in 1980. Carter was a huge advocate for Habitat for Humanity. The nonprofit builds homes for low-income and disadvantaged families. It has more than 30 chapters across Wisconsin. And there could be tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. Felton says the uncertainty has also made her and her husband reconsider plans to start a family. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a new slate of tariffs as soon as he enters office. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, some scattered snow showers with a high of 36. It's going to get colder later this week in the teens and 20s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, listen, if they weren't engaged in a little bit of hand-wringing, they wouldn't be Democrats.
Joe Biden is our leader. And Joe Biden has earned, and Joe Biden deserves the confidence, the respect, and frankly, the partnership that we now have to provide to him.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Was that Senator Warnock? I believe it was.
Yes, that was Warnock.
Senator Reverend Warnock. Also, this tweet, I wanted to kiss and date and marry it. General Russell Honoré tweets, Democrats, please stop pissing on yourself. It is what it is.
Yeah!
The other guy's a lying, convicted felon awaiting another court appearance next week. The MAGA Republicans went to court with him. Get your ass off the ground. Circle the wagon. Save our democracy. Help get out the vote. In a war, you lose a battle. You stay focused. You learn. You adapt. You overcome. You focus on winning the war. Stop being your guy and focus on the lying criminal. Oh!
He's awesome!
What an Honoré. He joins us now, General Russell Honoré. I have waited forever to meet you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, back at you. Hello, America. Wake the hell up. Yeah! Yeah!
This is what I said. We need to be barked at by a general. But thank you, you know, for, as usual, you're, you know, we remember that, yeah, you, by the way, you were the good part of the Hurricane Katrina response. But that, you know, you just, this is an emergency. It's a national emergency, and no one has served us better than you have in national emergencies. Just say more about all that.
Well, I think the consequences that we face in these recent court findings after the debate, the consequences are they clearly are designed to affect the current cases facing the former president. It's laid out clear when Clarence Thomas just throwing the words out there, oh, by the way, we think the special prosecutor may not be... have been appointed properly. I mean, they have gone over the wall, this mega Supreme Court, and what they've done in the last week as far as regulatory requirements for saving our air and our water, for having an impact on this future election. They are strictly meddling in this election by putting this rule out that now kicks this immunity challenge back to the lower court, delaying all these trials, and in some cases, trying to influence trials that have already been decided, as in the case in New York. I mean, they've really stirred the pot here and created a constitutional crisis for our country 6 months, 5 months before the election. I don't know what the hell they're doing, and it's obvious to me that they've sided with the former president on doing things using their positions to influence the election.
May I just say you are even more raging Cajun this morning, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
We all should be. I mean, as someone said, Lincoln Project said, the Supreme Court's giving America a king for its birthday this year. I mean, the fact that we have July 4th coming up, and this is exactly what we fought our original war over, right? Just not having a king. And this is, like I said, General, in my opinion, worse than Nixon. It's not just saying if the president does it, it's legal. It's if Donald Trump specifically does it, it's legal.
And Donald Trump is super stupid.
So noted, sir.
He comes out this morning with a post on Truth that I saw posted on the internet calling for Liz Cheney to be trial by a tribunal.
Yeah.
He's told you what he's going to do.
Yeah.
The guy's a dictator. He want to be a Putin. He want to be a Kim Jong-un. He want to be able to tell people what to do irrespective of the Constitution. And if you're not with him, you're against him, and he want to put people in jail. He want to shut down news networks. Mm-hmm. He want to put people on trial for reporting the news.
Yeah.
This guy is dangerous, and we've got to get the people out to get off the AZZ and go vote.
Yeah.
I'm using that AZZ. I love one of the things you threaded, I think, was these talk shows are doing more damage than the debate. The old Obama team needs to shut the hell up. I mean, you know, I can read you tweet after tweet. If the sitting Supreme Court justice is telling you they fear for our democracy, you should too. 127 days from now, we all have to choose between the America we all love or Donald Trump. I mean, it really is get off your AZZ time, isn't it? And shut up. And get behind, you know, and not just the presidency, but vote blue all the way down, right?
Yeah, I mean, that damn David Axelrod and that Lamara, whatever the hell they got name is after the debate, they just about wetted on themselves. I'm like, oh, my Lord. They need to shut the hell up, that particularly that Obama team and that damn...
Talk. Okay. Yeah. We can't do that. We have the FCC to work.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
that's
that.
Okay.
I'm sorry
that's okay.
About that.
That's okay.
You can bleep that out.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
We did.
I really was in boot camp for a minute. Oh. Wow.
But they have gone off the rail. They used their time beating up on Biden.
Yeah.
When they heard the former president sat there for 90 minutes, repeat one lie after the next, and all David Axelrod could come out of his mouth is Biden, Biden, Biden. As well as Carville and the rest of that crew. Get over it. Let's move forward. Let's win this battle.
Yeah.
Because the consequences are we'll end up with this former indicted president in office. And he's told you what he's going to do. His plan 2025 is strictly at dismantling the government. He's following the Steve Bannon, who's now in jail, a plan to dismantle the bureaucracy, fire federal workers who run this country, actually run this country. He don't know what the hell he's doing, but he will destroy this democracy is what I think will happen.
General, I feel like, you know, many people have said it, actually, even this morning on this show. I think the Supreme Court just handed the election to Joe Biden. I have never seen our base, me personally, seen them this fired up. And there was already Roe. There's already Roe rage. And then this decision, I think, has made it the starkest election in my lifetime. What do you think?
Well, it's focused us back on the election. Prior to the Supreme Court and prior to the debate, we were just rolling along. Everybody's getting ready for the 4th, planning where they're going to go on vacation, go chill out. Now, you got grandmothers talking to the grandkids, hey, have you registered to vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you hadn't registered to vote, you ain't coming to my house on Sunday for dinner no more. And I'm not going to give you any damn money to go to Cancun this year. You got to get off your AZZ and go vote.
Yeah.
They have activated, and they have activated the women.
Yeah.
Because women see what is coming down the pike. It's not just the abortion. It's the abortion pill. It's all reproductive rights out the window, gone. He's already told you, and he want to go with Louisiana. No abortion, no pills. That's where you want. And you want to put 10 commandments up in the school. They go bat, you know what, crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, General, someone that served your country so well, the fact that this guy stole our national security secrets, you know, tried to overthrow the United States government. And obviously the Supreme Court is ready to let him get away with all of that. I get it that we're the only thing that can stop him now. But he is, to me, a giant international and national security threat. Well, what can President Biden do about that?
Well, Biden might think about, what did the Supreme Court just say? Maybe Biden say, well, I'm going to take your Secret Service from you.
Yes.
I'm going to do a couple other things here that make it uncomfortable for you, former president. I'm going to take the airspace away from your airplane. After all, the Supreme Court said if the president thinks it's a threat, he can do what the hell he wants. Well, Joe Biden is still president until January.
I mean,
and what are the consequences of, how do you think about this in a Trumpian way of what Biden could do to Trump right now? And to the mega, class.
You with me? As someone,
Democrats don't like to think that way because we like to play fair. You don't win a damn war by playing fair. You got to trick, sneak, and beat the hell out of the other guy. And make moves they don't expect. They don't expect Joe Biden to isolate Trump. He don't have no.
You can't swear.
I'm sorry. We have a dumb button, but
I mean, we love it.
That's why I'm not in the White House.
This is all stuff that we've needed to hear, though. You're absolutely right.
I mean,
General.
but talk about firing up the base too. You know, it's like, I think we're in Karate Kid. We're like, sweep the leg, Joe Biden. We got it. I mean, it is really nothing less than our democracy is at stake. As someone tweeted, trying to overturn the results of election you lost is not an official act of the President of the United States. I mean, you know, they're trying to make it so that anything Donald Trump does is legal. I mean, they're trying to go back in time to clean up all his crimes, right? As you say, you mentioned, General, in New York, they're trying to now tell us that writing checks to a porn star is an official act of the presidency.
Hello, writing check to porn star? That should have been out right there. What the hell is going on in America? But we want to put Ten Commandments in the classroom. Go figure that out.
And Donald Trump is the leader of your party who's violated all of them. Can you talk to us, just because, you know, we remember you obviously from Hurricane Katrina. You tweeted, be aware, Hurricane Beryl is historic. And you talk about, you know, obviously climate change, it's moving to warmer waters. It could be our first Cat 6 hurricane. How do you prepare for a Cat 6?
Well, I tell people, listen to the Weather Channel. I'm just projecting a worst-case scenario. The Gulf is hotter this time of the year than it's ever been before. And it's the first time we've had a Cat 4 in June. And as of this morning, that storm was a Category 5 last night and this morning. It has the potential to do a lot of damage. And there are a lot of people don't believe in climate change. The earth, the waters are warmer, it's hotter, and this is going to make the storm stronger. And it's because of the pollution we put in the air that's causing the earth to warm. And those that don't believe in climate change, they will believe in these hurricanes when they start coming to shore. So there's people that need to prepare, and it could create a condition. It's hotter this year than it was last year. And get this, Steph. It's going to be hotter next year than it is this year. Because we're not doing anything about global warming.
Literally, the planet is at stake this election day. Can I just say, I am Richard Gere, an officer and a gentleman.
I ain't going to quit. I got nowhere else to go.
You are my Louis Gossett Jr. Please give us our marching orders. Don't swear again, General. But General Russell Honore, give us, give Americans their marching orders for election day.
Get off your AZZ, go vote, take somebody with you. If you're real good, take two people with you and triple your vote. Take people with you, get folks out, and don't let anybody in your social circle come around you and say they're not going to vote. Kick them out of your house. Take them out of your social circle. Scratch them off your list if they're not going to vote. They got to vote. People have died for the right for us to vote. Damn it, you got to vote.
Hoorah! Hoorah! I don't know, but I've been told. I just feel like going to boot camp. All right. General, please come back. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
you for your years of service. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless America.
Absolutely. God bless America. Come on, how fun was that? You even enjoyed the workout, hitting the dump button.
Well, I, Yes. No, but he said some things that I've needed to hear.
Well, talk about mobilizing the base, right? Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, oh, God, if he would say expand the court tomorrow, we'd be like, yay!
Yeah.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, what's that? It's an unsolicited...
It's catamonial.
Yes, it is. By the official spokescat of the Stephanie Miller Show. That's Inigo Katoya.
Uh-huh.
And Lynn, Inigo's mom. Lynn said, Steph, while Bonnie and Clyde are excited daily by their Dr. Martys, Inigo Katoya is ungrateful. Well, that's Kat's bag. I mean, you know, they're always doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking care of my next door neighbor's cat. You can see the response for Inigo getting Nature's Feast, feline vacuum, happy cat. Yeah, and she sent video of mm-hmm. Inigo is like
is
a literal cat vacuum.
Yeah.
That Nature's Feast is like I'm telling you, they love it. Raw, freeze-dried. It is superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, you name it. They love it, and it's not messy for you. It's pantry safe. It's shelf stable. Save 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, they love those. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
From now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays, but now we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out,
Do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey, Wisconsin. Luke from the Civic Media Network team here, wishing you and yours the very best this holiday season. Whether you're listening on the radio dial, streaming us on the Civic Media app, or listening along online, we really appreciate you making us part of your holiday routine this season.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, Leslie tweeted, you can't swear, General. That's my favorite thing, four words you've ever had to say on the air. I just told a Marine not to swear.
That's hard
Army.
To do.
He's Army. To tell someone boot camp not to swear. He was fantastic, though.
He has higher rank than you.
He outranks me.
Yeah. Everyone outranks me. Charlotte Clymer, speaking of people that have served, threads, ain't nothing changed for me in the past several days, folks. I firmly believe President Biden is the best person to beat Trump, and I have no doubt he will. Time for folks to move on, rally together, get focused, go win this fight for the soul of democracy. That's when General Honoré ordered you. He just ordered you, you jackwagons. Here is Jim Clyburn, Representative Jim Clyburn, on the very same subject.
I do not believe that Joe Biden has a problem leading for the next 4 years, because he's done a great job of leading for the last 3.5 years.
It's not about performance in terms of a debate. It's about performance in a presidency. And I want you to know that the fact is that the reaction to the lies of Donald Trump is something that... Maybe TV isn't focusing on, but people are.
What do you think Nancy Pelosi said watching the debate when he said Nancy Pelosi admitted that it's her fault? Ask her daughter, and you know.
She was like, "Can I get a phone call?"
She turned down the National Guard. Throwing things at the TV. Okay. By the way, as we keep saying, internal polling showing there's no change from after the debate. So it's a lot of bedwetting for nothing. We were all in that movie. What's the movie I said, Michael Landon? Who wet his sheets? It's The Loneliest Runner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all The Loneliest Runner now, aren't we? We all ran home because we wet our sheets. Whatever. Here's a regular voter.
Hear about where our country is going to be rather than who delivered the most stellar debate on stage. And I care about who tells the truth.
Thank you.
Who's going to keep me safe, who's actually going to do things for the country. I don't feel like that's true.
Thank you, regular voter. Don't be the loneliest runner bedwetter. We're all running home to get our sheets that we wet because made us really good runners. Because am I right? Is it Michael Landon? Am I wrong?
You are
James
right.
Kerr. Was it James? What's his
what?
Name? That's James Kerwin. Wasn't he in it?
I think so.
I don't know.
Didn't think I'd get that reference in a bedwetting reference, did you? But I did. Ow, my
Why
elbow.
Are you pointing
that,
at
wow.
Me?
That was that your
like
elbow?
Hurt. Yeah, I am. Did that hurt? Crackly. Yeah, I'm crackling.
That was your bone?
That was loud.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Are you okay?
Arthritis is here. Hi, Ann in Chicago.
Should we get a doctor?
Ow. It hurts me.
I broke my wing. Hi, Ann.
Yes. Hi. As disgusted as I am with the SCOTUS ruling, I don't know if I'm more disgusted about, like, the first question that the media asked after Joe Biden's speech. Last night after the decision, which was, are you going to step down? I mean, are you effing kidding me?
Oh my
this
God.
Is what our media is feeding
yeah.
us. It is
yeah.
disgusting.
It
I
is.
Just, I can't.
It
I
is.
Can't
and
anymore.
I, and
I love you guys.
I love you, too. And I think they've created a huge backlash. Norm Eisen said today's atrocious SCOTUS decision on presidential immunity still makes way for a Trump mini-trial in 2024. Judge Chutkan should schedule an evidentiary hearing as authorized by the court immediately. And Barb McQuaid said, here's another take on what comes next. Let's get that evidentiary hearing scheduled pronto. Let's have General Honoré call Judge Chutkan. Let's get on this. Let's be liberal helpers. Have him bark some square words at her. Let's go.
Call her jack wagon.
Yeah, call her a jack wagon. No, she's fantastic. She's going to do a good job. All right. It's just our word of the day.
It was our word yesterday, too.
All right. Allison Gill will be joining us to run through Fields of Hopium with me on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison will soon have more space for people who need psychiatric care. A new hospital will open on the east side next week. Shorewood Behavioral Health is owned by Acadia Healthcare. The new 120-bed hospital is east of the interstate and south of 151. It's actually in an old American Family Insurance office building, which has now been renovated with safety features like heavy chairs without corners and breakaway doors, things that can reduce harm. At first, they'll just be opening up space for 30 beds, with more to come. The hospital is set to open its doors January 7th. Once they're operating at full capacity, the Madison area will have nearly 300 psychiatric care beds, triple what was available a few years ago. And for a second year in a row nationally, gas prices have dropped. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.9 cents per gallon for an average of 2.75 across the state. This is 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 5.7 cents higher than this time last year. 2024 marks the second year in a row of declining prices on the national level as we close out the year. Officials at Gas Buddy expect another price cycle in the Great Lakes region, but overall, the national average should remain mostly stable.
Today, you'll pay about $2.77 for a gallon of regular here in Dane County. And did you hear about this? Yesterday was the first ever tug of war between Packers and Vikings fans. They met on a bridge between Stillwater, Minnesota and Hudson, Wisconsin, so they were right on the border. Fans of each team pulled on a 300-pound rope. People had to pay to participate, and 60% of proceeds went to first responders in the winning state. Organizers say they ended up raising about $4,000. While the Packers couldn't pull off a win yesterday, their fans could. The Wisconsin side won 3 out of 5 times. Now they're hoping to make this a yearly tradition. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the last time we'll see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, we'll become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the upper 30s, and tonight slide below freezing to the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll look back at the year 2024.
And we'll take the time tunnel into the future and welcome in 2025.
Oh, I can't wait.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's a big step forward
to having an authoritarian president. And I find it a sad moment that our Supreme Court came down with this ruling, but we still don't know all the ramifications of how this will play out down the line. The big thing is it's a day that Donald Trump can celebrate, because this isn't going to come up before the election now, except Biden will fundraise on it and say the stakes are high. You're going to get an authoritarian Trump with immunity granted to him by a right-wing Supreme Court if you don't elect me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lawrence Tribe said, Trump versus the United States will be overruled someday. I agree that it's destined to be remembered as a mark of shame for the Roberts Court, just as Dred Scott tarnishes Chief Justice Taney's legacy to this day. Hasten the day by voting against this court in November. Thank you, Lawrence. Speaking of, you know, historians, authoritarian scholars, Ruth Ben-Yat said, this disclosure from Trump advisors about the coming crackdown is designed to frighten you into paralysis and lead you into fatalism. Instead, use it to educate other voters about what a Trump re-election will mean for the country. I feel like there's one man that can help.
Yeah, there's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Charlie Pierce, al fresco. Hello, good morning.
Yes, hello from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the birthplace of a bunch of ideas that seem obsolete.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
So quaint now.
I'm sitting in an old cemetery in Watertown, which seems appropriate today.
Yes.
And I want to turn this around and show you something.
Okay.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Oh, wow. That's gorgeous.
Where's the headstone for democracy?
Yeah, see that big monument in the middle?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the monument to a guy named Joseph Coolidge.
Okay.
Who died on the Village Green in Lexington on April 19th, 1775.
Wow.
I stopped and apologized to him that he done all of that for nothing.
Yeah. At this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie, it is hard to think of another word beyond gobsmacked. I don't know how else to interpret everything. You know, the more and more you read the ruling yesterday, the more awful it got, right?
Yeah, I spent yesterday demoralized. Now I'm in a rage.
Yes.
I am Ellie Mistal's evil twin.
You actually do look like, because your camera is only on your beard, so you look like
beard.
Someone turned Ellie upside down.
There you go.
There you go.
Now your finger is in front of the camera.
Oh God.
This is like one of those cell phone commercials with the old people.
There we go. Now we see you.
I'm so mad. So mad.
Yeah.
I can't control my finger.
I mean, Charlie, like I was saying, you can talk to any historian, legal scholar, you name it. It is just absolutely astounding what the Supreme Court did yesterday. I mean, like I said, it's even worse than what Nixon said, if the president does it, it's legal. It's if Donald Trump specifically does it, it's legal, right?
Yeah, well, if you consider Donald Trump worse than Nixon, and I do.
Yeah.
But I mean, the first thing I thought of was this de facto overturns U.S. v. Nixon.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Jill Winebanks must be on her fourth bottle of wine by now.
Or something stronger, I would think.
All that bloody work for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I want to get your take on Don Winslow. I don't know if you know the producer said, please listen to me. I've spent millions fighting Trump and never asked you or anybody for a penny. Joe Biden is not quitting. Joe Biden is the only Dem right now that can beat Trump. Don't be a spineless weasel. Support our president. Help defeat Trump and his 2025 agenda. We just had General Honoré yell at us and swear at us.
He did.
To stop being jackwagons.
Yeah.
And I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Can we put him on the Supreme Court someday?
Please.
I would love that.
Yes.
When we expand the court, just so we can yell at Alito for being a jackwagon.
Exactly. I mean, Andrew Weissman said, we've officially entered the Banana Republic era, where the six conservative justices on the Supreme Court who are bought and paid for by billionaires will then refuse to hold a criminal president accountable for his crimes. I mean, it is like I say, Charlie, we are just at the point where you're like, it is all on us now, you know, and I got to tell you, our listeners are in the FU Supreme Court
mood. The only way to stop this guy is to vote against him.
Yeah.
They didn't leave you any other out. I've read that decision twice now, and I'm going to send Roberts the bill for my ophthalmologist. And you know, there's no room in there. There's no daylight.
Yeah.
There's no breathing space. I don't care what anybody says. He's completely destroyed.
Charlie, your fingers in front of the camera again.
You're making great points, but your fingers cover your t- This is that commercial. But Dad, is that how you shave? Is that how you use a mirror? No, don't hold it like
that. I keep forgetting where the lens is. As I was saying,
anyway, go ahead.
I was so really interrupted by the invisible people. He completely destroyed any discovery process for any future prosecution. You can use almost nothing as evidence.
Or motive. That's the what's all of our criminal laws based on is motive. Can't go to the president's motive. I mean, Sonia Sotomayor's dissent is really just, wow. It's all of the thing. It's like the president, we thought that was the ridiculous hypothetical. Can a president order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a rival? They were like, yes, yes. And what other favors might we, what more can we give you that you didn't even ask for?
The guy could carpet bomb New Hampshire ahead of the next primary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
and declare it was an official act because, you know, somebody in Laconia read Mein Kampf once.
Yeah, Charlie, you know, Chris asked a question earlier about because you mentioned Project 2025, and you write this week, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley has decided to be the national town crier on the subject of Project 2025, and you talk about there being no mention of it at the debate. And Chris was saying, can someone explain it to me just at a
fifth grade level?
Right, like he's a fifth grader.
Yeah.
Charlie, your finger's in front of the thing again.
No, it's not.
Yes,
that
it is.
That is.
Do you want me to take it? There you go.
Right,
there's that beautiful face. Anyway, by the way,
I'm no good at this outside stuff.
Another good dish to pass at Boston Sexy Liberal. Bring Ayanna Pressley along with you. Well, you know, while you're picking up Senator Warren. But
I'm afraid that people don't have people don't have an urgency about Project 2025 because they don't know what it is at a fifth grade level, so they have no fear of it. Explain it to me like I'm a fifth grader.
It's all so long. I mean, it's
right,
pages.
Exactly, right. And so that's why I don't think there's urgency about it.
Well, remember,
but you can read the summation and see where it's going.
Yeah, I mean Chris, remember Frangela would always say there's going to be papers that, you know, say illegal, we did.
Right.
Which, you know, there have been. This is illegal, we're going to do,
right.
Basically.
Okay.
And now with the Supreme Court ruling.
Christian nationalism.
Okay. All that is still nebulous. What does it want to do?
It's, well, as someone described it, it's if somebody put Mein Kampf in ChatGPT.
Okay.
It's everything that's in this Supreme Court ruling. I mean, Charlie, tell me if I'm getting this wrong. Project 2025, they will impose, as Jody says, Christian nationalism on the whole country, and there will be no restraints on their power.
If you know what they did in the Chevron decision, and if you know what they did yesterday, then you've pretty much got Project 2025.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, except for the religious aspect.
Yeah. 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 That's a good explanation. You get what he's saying? It was a power grab of all of what the regulatory agencies should be doing, and then also a power grab to the presidency that he can do whatever he wants. He is literally above the law.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie, you okay?
Well, fine. I'm just listening. Oh, okay. I'm listening to you berate Chris.
All this is still really, really broad. You know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I still don't have a sense of urgency about it because this is all stuff that conservatives have said they wanted to do forever.
Right. They would get rid of gay.
But the Supreme Court has just given them the power to
do
it.
Terrifying
thing.
Okay,
go ahead, Charlie.
I'm going to put on my imaginary wimple and be my fifth grade nun.
Okay, great.
Do you like clean water?
Yes.
Right. Would you rather not have like E. coli conventions in your hot dogs?
Yes.
Project 2025 doesn't give a damn. That you do.
Right.
Okay?
They want to deregulate
everything.
Right. These have been conservative ideals forever.
And it's being implemented
now. Now they have them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they have them. Now
okay,
they have,
so why do we need a Project 2025 when this has been the conservative...
It's going to get worse. It's going to be Handmaid's Tale. It's going to be no birth control. It's going to be all of these other things. Gay marriage, gone. You might actually be executed because they don't like gays. That's the
it's all, I guess, Chris, what it is, it's all written down. It's all stuff they've wanted to do that, right. That was, what's so, the word? What's the word? Like, you know,
this is all wanted, stuff that they
all, wanted to do, but
right.
Now it's, yeah.
This is all stuff that they wanted to do since I was in conservative radio.
Right.
So why,
now,
I don't understand why.
What it includes
because
is a Supreme Court that will let them do it.
Right.
And that's what they've got now.
That's, they're getting the power now. Donald Trump gets in office, it's implemented 100%.
Charlie, let me just ask you one more, because we're running short on time. Is just because every like layer of this onion you pull back on this ruling is worse. Asha Rangappa said, "I don't really see how the court is protecting former presidents from rogue prosecutions. A sitting president could use his officials to fabricate evidence against a former president, ostensibly for non-official quote unquote crimes, and there would be no way to show that the sitting president was making it up because it would all be quote unquote official. This whole thing is so dumb, and it's designed literally to protect." Protect one person. I mean, that's the
key point.
Right.
This was an act of political defense for one guy. And I thought Sotomayor made a great point when she said, "Look, all 46 of the other guys knew they could be prosecuted for criminal acts they committed.
Yeah.
After they were president or while they were president, they all knew that they weren't. You know." It didn't stop James Polk from stealing half of Mexico. You know, I mean, they all knew it, but now they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I did not realize you said we lost a true American original in Kinky Friedman. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they shouldn't make Jews like Jesus anymore.
They don't make Jews like Jesus anymore.
Yeah.
They don't make them like Kinky anymore either.
Yeah. Have you ever heard my Kinky Friedman story? He was on my late night TV show in 1995, and I said, "Kinky, that's a weird name. What is it short for?" And he said, "Yeah, it's short for Kinky Big Friedman."
and now you don't have a late night TV show anymore.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't cut tape for that. When I made an Amish joke, they stopped tape. But that one, and I was. Remember, I made a joke about
You got thrown off TV for an Amish joke?
It was a Halloween show, and I said to someone in the front row, "Your buggy's overparked." They were double parked, and they stopped.
How did the Amish complain?
That's it. We're live to tape. Disney, they said, Steph, we have to start over, and you never do that. It's live to tape.
Right.
And they said, "We're afraid you're going to offend the Amish," and that's what I said. I'm like,
they don't have telephones.
They don't have electricity.
They don't have TVs to see it.
Exactly.
Right, but then Kinky Friedman was on right after that, and he said Big Friedman, and they didn't stop tape for that. And one of my cameramen said, "Oh, I guess the Amish like big." Okay, so.
Okay,
I like your cameraman.
That last part will do it, actually.
Yeah.
I think the cameraman being funnier than me was the reason for the cancellation.
All right, everybody say goodbye, and we're sorry to Joe Coolidge.
Goodbye. We're sorry.
We're sorry, Joe Coolidge.
Sorry about your democracy. Okay. Love you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Be safe. All right. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Just Thriving. Yeah, listen, boy, howdy. You think there's going to be a little stress in the next 4 months? It can be overwhelming. Not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Am I right? Stress can make a mess of your digestion. Hello. Mm-hmm. And your immune system. Here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I'm taking it. It's a breakthrough stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. You say goodbye to your frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, new, relaxed you. It's a mood-lifting blend clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. And double it up, man, for next level mood and immune support. I have my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It is you got to do your research. This has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It's a spore probiotic. Banishes bloat, and it says hello to your happy hormone.
Hi.
Hello, serotonin.
Hey.
Hiya. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized and ready for the get barked at by generals. Right? Get out there and save your democracy.
Jackwagon.
Yeah. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. Save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com. Use the promo code Stephanie. It's 20% off 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and we need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get our newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. From now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit FFRF.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My Morning Kick.
Yep.
You need it. You gotta. I'm telling you, it's going to be a sprint and a marathon all combined into one these next 4 months till Election Day. And it should be strawberry lemonade flavor.
I think so.
Yeah, and it is. It's fantastic.
I think General Russell Honoré is strawberry lemonade flavor.
Yeah. It makes you less of a jackwagon. This makes me able to keep up. I'm telling you, it has 10 supplements in one in there. Probiotics, prebiotics, helps my joints, my muscles, my energy. Okay, 10 supplements. That's what I said. 10, including ashwagandha. I don't know why. That one's just the fun one to say. Yum, 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 yum. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com now and use the code Stephanie. You get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Chris Lavoy,
yes.
Who said, this, and the clue is, this would be September 2005, who said no one is above the law under our system, and that includes the president. The president is fully bound by the law. Who said that in 2005 at their confirmation hearing?
Ronald McDonald.
No! Stupid John Roberts. Who wrote yesterday, you ladies are getting so hysterical. Calm down.
They're there. They're there.
Yes, Jody.
I have a correction from somebody who knows the Amish.
Okay.
Kurt from Ohio says he's married to an Amish person, and they, her family reunions know that his wife's Amish grandmother has had a radio, a telephone, electric wood working tools, and could drive a black car on Sundays in the late 1950s. So
okay.
They could have seen you.
I would like to issue a 25-year long apology to Disney, the Disney executives that stopped the taping of my show. Apparently, the Amish could have seen me offending them by making a double-parked buggy joke in 1995. Yes, Chris?
I didn't hear a TV amongst that.
That's true, but there was
so they couldn't have, because they couldn't have watched it.
I would like to take back my apology to the Disney executive in 1995 that stopped the tape.
She had a telephone, so she could have had a phone call.
All right. Josh tweets, I can't believe the Supreme Court just ruled that the president can sleep outdoors in a public space.
It's true.
That's just, I did it also to annoy Chris. Okay. By the way, General Honor Race, everyone's like, oh, my God, I love him. Can we have him back again to bark at us? That was fun.
That was a
I like
lot
getting
fun.
Bossed around. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Cursed at.
He retweeted, the infrastructure we've built isn't ready for the climate we've created. That is another thing on the ballot, just in case you care. Stephen King, who knows from scary people, said, thanks to the Supreme Court, the next president will have the powers of a king. That is not what our founders intended. Quite the opposite. Overturning Roe took power from women. Today's decision takes power from all of us. Thank you. I'm telling you, my opinion, Jody, handed the election to Joe Biden.
I think so, too.
Okay. General Honoré retweeted, we the people have the power to do something about this. Corrupt SCOTUS, vote. About this corrupt SCOTUS vote, make sure that the orange felon Donald Trump gets nowhere near the White House ever again. Hashtag vote Biden to save America. Heady tweet. He retweeted, Alexei Navalny is what happens when a president has absolute immunity. And Don, it's a little bit of a love tweet. I was appalled at the big freakout after the debate. I was disappointed with how some folks responded, but I can always count on Stephanie Miller to make me chuckle as she described a frustrated Claire McCaskill chucking bundt cakes around her kitchen.
True.
It is true.
I think she was using those suckers like frisbees. She was very emotional. Calm the f*** down, you jackwagon.
Now we're going to get shirts. Yeah. Calm the f*** down, you jackwagon, Stephanie Miller show.
Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
Thanks for taking my call, Stephanie. I have to say that the combination of yesterday's decision and the Chevron defense, in some respects, I'm more afraid of the Chevron defense.
Yes,
because
thank you.
Any company that has had to keep whatever toxic stuff that they produce, at least under control, they at this point, they've been given a free pass. Dump it all in the river, spew it out into the air. It doesn't matter. Nobody is going to do anything about it, and no one has many teeth to do it. The other thing, bear in mind, this also provides an opportunity for these weird, not really scientists that the Republicans like to put up about things that involve science to have some standing, to give them some prominence. So just think about all the crazy stuff we'll get from that.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of, just like ripples from, these rulings this week. There are a bunch of body blows all at once. You know what we need? Some hopium. I need to run through fields of hopium.
Yeah.
I know. Allison Gill. How about that? From every podcast ever. Jack, Daily Beans, Clean Up on Aisle 45. All of them.
I hope you don't have hopium allergies.
All right. Right back with Allison Gill.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The political world is marking the death of Jimmy Carter. The 39th president passed away yesterday at the age of 100. He accomplished a number of foreign policy goals while in office, though his term was marred by high inflation, low employment, and the Iran hostage crisis. Though Carter's second act happened after he lost the 1980 election.
He was just 56 years old when he left the White House, unsure of the future. But instead of avoiding the spotlight, President Carter and his wife stepped right into it in a different way. They worked with Habitat for Humanity, building homes for the poor. And through the Carter Center, they traveled the world, helping nations end disease and monitor foreign elections. His work promoting human rights won him the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002.
ABC's Steve Osunsami reporting from the Carter Center in Georgia. President-elect Donald Trump has endorsed Republican Mike Johnson to be House Speaker. This is ABC News.